I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madri Channel, welcome back to our weekly broadcast of I Love
Islam.
Alhamdulillah, we're back here again. It's Sunday afternoon and you're watching our kids' educational program and also it's fun program as well, inshallah. Before we do anything, let's quickly go and see what's the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Come on then, let's see what's the question for today. We've got an easy one today. What do you think? Should I give you an easy one or a hard one?
Easy.
What do you boys think?
Hot. Easy.
Easy. Hot. Okay, today easy. We'll do an easy one then. Come on then. It's an easy question. Come on everyone, are you ready?
Yes.
Come on then. The question is, which book is the most read in the world? Wow. That means you have to read. You have to read loads of books now. You have to go all to all the libraries, read all the books. Or go and ask everyone who read books, find out which book is the most read in the whole world. Ooh. It's easy, but it's a challenging one as well.
Quran.
What do you think? Do you think you know the answer? Are you sure? Come on then, prove it. Prove it that you got it right. Alhamdulillah, in the studio, we've got some kids who have joined us. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you doing?
Good, alhamdulillah.
What's your name?
Sufyan Ali.
MashaAllah. Sufyan Ali. And where are you from?
Rochdale.
You're from Rochdale as well? MashaAllah. Let's skip one person, then we'll go to the next. No, we won't. Okay, let's turn back to the Baba Ali then. How are you, Baba Ali? Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Wa alaikum salam.
MashaAllah, so you're about to do dua though. SubhanAllah. You're like, you end the program, you do dua. SubhanAllah. That was a unique style, wasn't it?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. So, how you been this? How has your weekend been?
Alhamdulillah.
Busy as usual.
Yeah,
busy. He's a busy man.
Okay, no, it's not like
Ali is so busy, even the tiniest thing that you tell him, he doesn't have time for them. He is so busy.
This time I was busy because I needed to come over here, innit?
You know, if anyone needs any excuses, anyone who's looking for excuse, and those kids who are watching this, if you need any excuses, come to Ali, he'll give you excuses. He's got plenty of excuses. He's got like 10 excuses in this pocket and 10 in this pocket, 10 behind his collar as well. He's got plenty of excuses. But the biggest excuse that he has, I'm busy. You know, as if like he's a 50-year-old man, yeah, and he's got too much things going on in life. He's too busy. So can someone give us one word or one sentence for Ali? Come on. What advice would you give to Ali? Come on, boys. Come on, little ones, what do you think? That is your chance now, your chance to give a little advice to little Ali. Baba Ali, wait for them all the messages now.
Well, let's see.
Let's see.
Please do not answer any messages.
That's cheating. You can't do that. Why? You should be happy for advices. Are you like scared there might be like floods of messages?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Come on then. I'll leave it to the kids now. Let's see what advice they can come
Please
with.
Do not answer any messages. Please.
MashaAllah. Next to Ali, we have Baba Noman. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, sir? Are you okay?
No.
MashaAllah. How's your weekend been? You were a surprise package as well, didn't you?
How?
Yeah. How? You forgot. How did you come to the program now?
Yeah, so I did like a half kafila because you never told me there was a kafila, yeah. And then I found out there was a kafila.
And you didn't have your uniform with you.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have your I Love Islam uniform.
So then you have to bring it.
Then someone had to bring the uniform for you. And then, so no excuses for you. So you have to come to the program. Oh, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, as you can see, now we're having some fun, you know, in the studio here. And I hope you're enjoying yourself as well. Alhamdulillah, in the UK where we are, it's a nice and bright sunny day, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala keep us all safe and protected. Wherever you are, whatever the weather is, always say, Alhamdulillah. What do you say?
Alhamdulillah.
We should be grateful for all types of weather. Now it's time for us to move on to our first segment of the day, My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. This is the time where we get a chance to talk about so many beautiful things about our religion. And in this segment, we select those topics that express the wonders of Islam. Today, we have one wonderful topic. But before I actually, you know, expose the topic, before I let everyone know, I think we're going to have some quiz in the program. What do you think? Should we have a quiz?
Yes.
Shall I make you guess the topic?
Yeah.
So I put your hand up. Who says yes? Shall I make you guess the topic? One. Oh, the three of them have already given up before starting.
Okay, I'm not giving up.
You're not giving up. Two hands up now. Third one's up as well. Fourth one up as well. You know what this is called?
Change reaction.
What's it called?
Change reaction.
Change of reaction.
No.
It's Chain. Called copying or following. Chain. Blind following the blind. Yeah, you're not using your own brain. Yeah, you're just following what, because you're easily influenced by someone else's reaction. Ooh, we've learned something today, right? Blind following the blind. Because if that person was wrong,
we're all wrong.
And by you saying yes to all this now, and you don't get the answer, it's all your fault. Especially his. He's the one who started it. Anyway, come on then. It's going to be easy on today. It's going to be easy. Today, inshallah, Azawajal, we are going to talk about Q-O-A-G-M. These are the first letters of that sentence.
Quick.
Question. First letter of each word.
Question.
Q-O-A-G-M.
That is the hardest. That is so hard.
Quick, something.
What do you think? Come on, this challenge is open to anyone. Come on, everyone. What do you think was the topic? Just to let you know, obviously it's Islamic topic. Yeah? So I don't want you to say some wild things, yeah? Don't just go crazy. Yeah? It's Islamic topic and you're in I Love Islam program. So it's going to be something really nice.
Well, got the letters.
And then I'll give you a clue. So once you got the title right, then we're going to go one by one and we're going to make a list of something. Let's see how many we can make. We can put on that list.
What was the letters?
And it's going to be easy, don't worry.
What's the letters?
What are the letters? I've said it already.
Q-O-A-G-M.
Can you say it nice and loud?
Q-O-A-G-M.
Subhanallah, he's got it right. Who else? Ali's already given up. Ali's thinking, where do I do? Ali's gone to his meditation.
No, mode. I'm just thinking.
The spiritual insight. Let me guess. Where am I? What could it be? Come on. Q-O-A. Shall I make it easy for you?
Yes.
Okay, the O and A, that's of an A.
The Q of a A.
Pick of A. Question of a.
Question of A. Not really.
Culture of a.
Question of a.
It's not culture.
That's not true.
I've only told you two words now. Come on. There's five in total. I've told you two.
Q.
I've told you two. You just need to get three of them.
G.
QGM.
QA. What's the last two?
The last word?
Oh, first one's quiz.
No.
Oh.
What's the last word?
Last word has M at the beginning and M at the end. And it's not a mum before Ali says that. And it's not a dad because it doesn't have M at the end, both ends.
What is?
Is it something to do with the book over there?
The book over there? Which book? No.
It's something to do with Medina. It's something to do with Medina.
Is this something to do with we need Medina? May Allah take you, Medina. Inshallah. No.
If it's not something to do with Medina, then what?
What was the Q?
Something to do with Hajj.
Q.
It's not the word Q, by the way.
It's something to do with Hajj.
Is it something to do with Hajj? No.
It's something to do with Zulqadah.
No.
It's something to do with
Zakat.
It's something to do with.
What about you guys? Are you, the way he's asking them, you need to ask them that.
Qurbani. It's something to do with Qurbani.
Qurbani aayi hai. No. The last word is Muslim. We need to move on now. Time is ticking.
Question of
who said this question?
Of a good Muslim.
Quiz of
Yes. He's got that part right now.
Oh, of, it's only the first word.
Of
now.
A good Muslim. You got that right.
Quiz of a good Muslim.
Quiz of a good Muslim. What kind of title is that?
Question of a good Muslim.
Question of a good Muslim. What? Ali, just go back to bed.
Geography
doesn't start with Q. Which school do you go to? Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why is these kids pondering upon the title? I think we need to move on.
I was about to say consequences of a good Muslim.
Consequences.
I don't know why.
Getting close now.
Good thing, good of a good Muslim.
Ooh, good thing starts with good.
Good not of a good Muslim.
Good starts with G, not Q. Ali, which school have you been going to?
I think I've been going to the wrong school.
Anything else? Come on, you're there now. Come on, you can't miss it. You can't miss this.
Is it quality of a good Muslim?
Can you say it loud?
Quality of a good Muslim.
Very, very close.
Close from far, I think you say.
No, he's close.
Quantities of a good Muslim.
He's just there, right there.
Quantities of a good Muslim.
No.
Is it quantity of food of a good Muslim?
Okay, then what we'll do, whilst I've given you, you're really there now. You're right there now. You just missed out a few letters.
Qualities of a good Muslim.
So can you say it again?
Quality of a good Muslim.
Nice and loud.
Qualities of a good Muslim.
Yes!
That's what he said.
He said quality.
Qualities.
Come on, just by one word.
Well done, though. Well done. Qualities of a good Muslim. Today, inshallah, in this program, we're going to talk about Mr. PB. We're going to try to find out some of the signs of Mr. PB. What is PB? That's for you guys to think. Whilst you think about Mr. PB, remember it's an Islamic word again. I don't need to say something funny. Yeah. So whilst you guys are thinking about this next quiz for you, let's quickly go to Mr. Luqman and listen to a kalam. I heard you read, is it Mawla Yasalli? Qasida Burda Sharif. MashaAllah. Do you normally read it in your madrasa as well?
Ji.
Which madrasatul Madina do you go to?
Fazana Jamal Mustafa.
Fazana Jamal Mustafa. And where's this? Which city?
In Rashdil.
Do you think it's in Rashdil or do you know it's Rashdil? It's Rashdil.
I know it's in Rashdil.
It's in Rashdil. Which area in Rashdil?
Deep Lish.
Which road is it on?
Deep Lish Road.
No.
Milkstone Road.
Okay. So Milkstone Road, we've got a Dawood-e-Islami center called Fezane Jamale Mustafa. And in that place, we have Madrasatul Madina, where kids learn to read Quran. What do you read there?
Quran.
Quran Pak, which para you on?
Surah 10.
Wow, mashallah. Well done. May Allah bless you and give you the blessings of the Quran Park, inshallah. Now I want you to recite Qasida Burdash. Sallallahu
alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفري قيني من عرب ومن عجم
حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله
ما شاء الله علي you read the kalam let's read this kalam full kalam yeah everyone join in yeah
حسبي ربي جل الله
ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله سمعت النبي وجه نقيا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا اگر وہ نبی بتلاو ذرا میری حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله اپنی بہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی اپنی بہن سے بول عمر یہ تو بتا کیا کرتی تھی میرے آنے سے پہلے کیا چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن جب قرآن پڑھا سن کے کلام پاک خدا دل یہ عمر کا بول اٹھا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سروردی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے وہ جو بلال حبشی ہے سروردی کا پیارا ہے دنیا کے ہر عاشق کی آنکھوں کا وہ تارا ہے ظلم ہوئے کتنے ان پر سینے پہ رکھا پتھر پھر بھی لب جاری رہا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا
May Allah bless you. That was a beautiful kalam.
MashaAllah. He started it off, he finished it off. So well done. That's a teamwork there. MashaAllah. Okay. That's how it should be. Yeah, we should all help each other to recite Naats of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Back to our topic, qualities of a good Muslim. Today, inshallah, we're going to be talking about some of the qualities of a good Muslim. Remember, you have a good Muslim and you have a bad Muslim. Yeah? Sometimes some people end up doing things they shouldn't be doing. And if you do those naughty things, then that's like a being bad Muslim. Yeah, but today we're going to talk about the qualities of a good Muslim. And these are things we need to try to act upon, try to apply them, make them part of your life, make them part of your daily life. So inshallah, today I want to turn to the kids now. I want to see, as we were talking about teamwork, weren't we? They say teamwork makes the
dream
work. Yeah, so we're going to have a team challenge now. We're going to go around. You could choose which side I'll start off with. And what we'll do, you're going to go one by one. You have to mention one quality of a good Muslim. Anything you can say, okay? Obviously, a good quality of a Muslim. Okay? And the key thing is, you can't repeat. Yeah? So everyone needs to be alert. If anyone repeats, then you need to catch them out. Okay? You can't repeat. And let's see how many. Someone needs to count. Who's good at counting?
Me.
Okay, Sufyan and Norman, both of you, because your name rhymes as well. So both of you can count, unless if you get up to the same number as well. So I want you to count. Let's see how many we can mention. How many good qualities of a Muslim we can mention. Who wants to start off first?
Of all of us.
No, it has to be from the sides. It's easy to do from the corners. Let's start with Luqman. Come on.
Reading a 5-time namazi.
Reading 5 times prayer. Come on, that's the first one. And this is a quality of a good Muslim. Yeah, good Muslim prays 5 times a day. Let's say it this way. Good Muslim prays 5 times a day. Let's do that theme. So good Muslim.
A good Muslim is respectful to his parents.
I hope you didn't say irrespectful.
Is
he irrespectful or is respectful?
Is respectful.
Is respectful. Okay.
So a good Muslim reads his Fajr Jamaat with Jamaat.
MashaAllah.
Reads Fajr Jamaat with Namaz.
Luckily, he didn't say he reads Fajr Jamaat alone.
Reads Fajr Jamaat with Namaz.
He reads Fajr prayer with Jamaat. Say again. Look at the camera again.
He reads Fajr Namaz with Jamaat.
You said prayer. The same thing.
I said Fajr Jamaat. No, Namaz.
Fajr prayer with Jamaat.
Namaz.
Ali Snooker today.
Namaz means prayer, isn't it?
Just say that again.
A good Muslim is reading Fajr Namaz.
Fajr Salah.
Salah.
With
Jamaat.
MashaAllah. On 3.
Muslim reads Quran.
A good Muslim reads Quran daily.
Yeah, daily.
MashaAllah. Come on. We're doing 4 now. Come on.
A good Muslim have a shower and stay clean.
Yeah, a good Muslim stays clean. MashaAllah. That's a good one.
A good Muslim always helps people.
Yeah, a good Muslim is a helping person.
A good Muslim reads Zuhr Namaz with Jamaat.
SubhanAllah.
A good Muslim goes to all the Ishtimas.
Isha Namaz.
No, Ishtimas.
Ijtima. He attends Islamic gatherings. Let's say like this, okay? A good Muslim attends Islamic gatherings.
And mahfils.
We already don't eat.
Mahfils.
A good Muslim can be going to a kafila.
He goes to the kafila. He attends the spiritual retreats.
A good Muslim always reads his Jummah namaz.
Ooh, that's a good one. Now don't say Asr Maghrib Isha now, okay? Say something else.
A good Muslim holds the door for the parents.
Holds the door for parents. Wow, that's a 11. Clever one. What does that mean? Luqman, what do you think? What is he trying to say? He holds the door for parents.
He's basically trying to be kind and helping him.
Like helping them. Holding the door. Yeah, here's the door. Yeah, hold it.
Yeah, like pushing it open so they can like walk through.
Yeah, so he opens the door for parents and so parents can come in. MashaAllah, that was a good one.
A good Muslim goes to masjid and reads all 5 Jumas. Namaz, same thing.
I'll count that because he said masjid. Someone didn't mention the word masjid before. So a good Muslim visits masjid daily. How many are we on?
23.
2, 4, 6, 8.
I think.
That's not how you're supposed to count. You're supposed to know the number.
I did 24.
I've done 2 rounds.
We're doing 2 rounds.
It's 8 then, isn't it?
No, three rounds.
Have you done three rounds or two rounds?
Three rounds.
Come on.
I guess Muslim can be like, always appreciate what you get from your parents or anybody.
A good Muslim is grateful for the blessings. Five.
A good Muslim.
By the way, if you can't think of anything, you have an opportunity or you have an option to give up.
It's your choice. I love Medina.
Yeah, and but instead of saying I gave up, say I love Medina. I will understand. Five.
I love Medina.
You're not supposed to choose the option. That's supposed to be your last option. Come on, next person.
I just can't think.
So a good Muslim always.
We all love Medina, don't we?
A good Muslim loves Medina.
Five.
A good Muslim loves Medina.
Yes, that's right. So, come on then. Can you please do the counting for me now?
A good Muslim should have the intention to go to Hajj.
Wow, mashallah. You need to be quick now. Quicker than quick.
One.
I want to add a bit of spice to this quiz as well.
Five. One.
I love Medina.
Subhanallah. Come on then. Two people left now.
Muslim.
How many are we on? I think you're on 15.
15, yeah, 15.
A good Muslim, if he can, he goes to Umrah once a year.
He performs, you say a good Muslim performs Umrah.
Yeah.
A good Muslim reads Qaeda.
Come on then.
A good Muslim goes to Hajj one time in a year.
One time in a lifetime, a good Muslim goes to Hajj every year.
Then it's no, it costs too much.
No, in a lifetime. One time in a lifetime.
He performs Farz Hajj.
Yeah.
Say that again.
A good Muslim performs Farz Hajj in his lifetime.
For himself. Quickly, five.
No, I'm allowed to
four,
say
A good Muslim should have the intention to come to Islam. A good Muslim watches
Madani channel. Mashallah, mashallah. Islamic programs.
Yeah, Madani channel.
Mashallah, ji. Well,
a good Muslim should keep all their roza in Ramadan.
He keeps fasts of Ramadan. Wow, that's
what's the count?
18 now.
Let's just settle it. I think it's more than 20, but just call it 20.
A good Muslim does his first action, the wudu.
This is where now it's getting fun. Can you see what they're doing?
Yeah.
They're exploring now. They're exploring, you know, they're going to that fine details now.
A good Muslim never a thief of namaz.
A good Muslim is not a thief of namaz. That's an interesting one. I'm going to ask a question to you guys. What do you think? What's a thief of namaz?
I think it's like you're skipping when you know it's time to read namaz, but you actually like skip it.
Yeah, when you rush, when you skip the actions, when you don't perform the actions properly, that's like that person's like a thief of salah. That's a good one.
A good Muslim keeps six fasts of Shawwal.
Subhanallah. Five.
A good Muslim should have the intention to see the moon.
Mashallah.
A good Muslim goes qurbani on Eid al-Adha.
Mashallah.
After the Eid namaz, because in
say one thing, one sentence. That's it. One sentence. The next.
So five. It's 25.
Five.
A good Muslim.
Four.
A good Muslim has wuzu when they go sleep.
That's a good one.
Because it's sunnah.
MashaAllah. Come on.
A good Muslim is crying for Medina.
He has love for Medina.
Yeah.
I think we had about 3-4 of about Medina. We've counted them now. Something else. Come on.
So a good Muslim when his parents are old, he takes care of them just like the parents take care of him when he was little.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, well done.
A good Muslim should say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah before they go to sleep.
You should do zikr before going to sleep. I think we've done 30, haven't we?
Yeah.
Should we pause?
No, it's 28.
28, oh, come on then.
Okay, a good Muslim has a fear of death.
Has a fear of death.
A good Muslim like fears
a good
Allah.
Muslim, just to expand that on. So a good Muslim is a person who thinks about the afterlife. He's concerned and he's worried and he works towards, he does good actions in the dunya so that he can have a good afterlife.
This should have been said before. A good Muslim has the fear of Allah. The most
That's exactly
fear of Allah.
What I'm going to say next. Okay, a good
I
Muslim.
Think someone mentioned that.
No.
I think someone
Did
said
someone
it.
Mention that?
I don't think.
No,
I think
no. A good Muslim.
So it's 30, no?
3.
It's 30.
2.
A good Muslim gives a massage to the parents.
Massage to the parents, mashallah. Kya baat hai.
A good Muslim.
Does the cleaning for the parents as well.
No, a good Muslim.
5.
Cleans the toilets.
5.
A good Muslim
4,
cleans the dishes for their parents.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Help me cleaning. That's done now.
A good Muslim.
What about like giving trouble to neighbors?
A good Muslim helps their neighbors for no money. So normal people they ask for money when they do chores for their neighbors.
Well,
a good Muslim
doesn't. One sentence enough. Thank you. 5.
Okay.
4.
A good Muslim.
3.
A good Muslim cuts their grass for the lawn.
That's done, dog. Come on, helping the neighbors. That's done.
No, your own house.
It's counted.
A good Muslim.
Let's, Masha, you're doing really well.
Well done,
boys. So we mentioned more than 30 qualities of a good Muslim. Well done. Okay, make it 35 then.
I won.
2 more.
I won.
You won.
No, you didn't.
That was a race.
It was.
It was a teamwork.
Okay, 3.
Vito is a teamwork.
I didn't get out yet.
Ali, Vito is a teamwork.
Oh.
Oh, you forgot we said teamwork makes the dream work.
Dream work.
So if one person, he did the most.
Oh, I've got one.
And the whole, then it's not about he won, it's about.
Seven.
We won.
We need to get to take 5.
Yes.
Seven.
Well, that was a bit hard for him to say that.
I got one.
It's me.
A good Muslim.
We're back open again now. Back in the game. There's one quality.
Has all
none of you guys mentioned.
Allah. Has all belief in Allah.
MashaAllah, has the correct beliefs. Yeah, he is firm on the Islamic values. That's a good one as well. But there's one. Okay, remember what I said to you something before? Before the Kalam. Today we're going to talk about some of the signs of Mr.
PB.
PB. Who's that?
Pro Bowler.
Baba Ali.
Baba Ali doesn't start with P. Oh,
Papa Ali.
Mr. Perfect Believer. Kamil Mu'min. Perfect
Kamil.
Believer.
Kamil.
Okay? There are some signs. Remember, Alhamdulillah, we're Muslims. Alhamdulillah, you know, that's the best ever thing that we can have. You know, we are Muslims, we have Iman. However, in the Quran, we are instructed that we need to increase our Iman. We need to make sure we are firm with Iman. And one of the ways, there are some signs or some of the ways how we can perfect our Iman, how we can increase our Iman, how we can strengthen our Iman. There are some key things. And I've got 4 in my mind here. But not in my mind, in front of me here. 4 things. Okay. So I want you to mention the first one. Because the rest, in a way, you mentioned them. I'll repeat them as well later on. You've mentioned them in a way, but I'll repeat that. But there's one you didn't say anything. You didn't say it. What could it be? Oh, you're back in the game now, okay? I want you to think. There's one you all of you missed.
Secure.
No.
Refraining from bad stuff.
It's refraining from something talks.
Refraining from backbiting talks.
What could it be?
Refraining from what is it called again?
Quickly, boys.
Ghibat. Refraining from ghibat talks.
No.
Talks about ghibat.
You just said backbiting.
Backbiting.
Obviously, it stays away from them as well. But obviously, I'm not saying no, like, that's wrong, that's right as well, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Refraining from lies.
No. Obviously, he stays away from all them as well. But there's one, and you missed out. Anyone wants to have a try? Let us know.
In the comments.
Let us know in the comments.
If you're watching this on Facebook, I think.
Okay.
Refraining from backbiting.
You said about three times now, same word. Someone's laughing at me.
Someone told me, that's why.
Come on. Go on, Sufyan, have a think. Refraining from something talks.
Refraining you. From
silly
people.
It starts with you. Refraining from you talks.
Refraining from silly
useless
talks.
Useless talks.
Refraining from useless talks.
Allah.
A good Muslim, a perfect believer, not only stays away from backbiting, from lying, from cheating, from breaking promises, all sort of like evil things, but he also stays away from useless talks, the things that are not important. He doesn't get into them. He doesn't waste his time. And that is something we need to keep in mind. If we want to become a perfect believer, if we want to become a good Muslim, then it's important for us as well to stay away from useless
talks.
MashaAllah. Well done, Luqman. I wonder what would we do without Luqman. Saved us there. Right. That was a good one, MashaAllah. A few more points about perfect believer. These are some of the signs of a perfect believer. One of them I just mentioned is he refrains from
backbiting,
useless talks. Second, perfect believer protects his daily salah. He protects his daily salah. He doesn't mess around. He makes sure he reads namaz. Namaz is the priority for that person. If he's gone out with his friends, he makes sure he returns for namaz or he reads namaz there. He doesn't miss his prayer. Whatever happens, he makes sure he is in the state of wudu and he performs his salah. If he wants to do any fun activity, he does it outside the namaz time. Number three, he has good character. A perfect believer has a good character. So it's important for us to have a good character, qualities inside us. All them good points that these kids have just mentioned, we need to have them in us if you want to be a perfect believer. And one thing that you mentioned early on was fear of Allah. A good Muslim, a perfect believer has fear of Allah. And a few days ago, just to let everyone know, Alhamdulillah, in Fizana Medina Oldham, we have a youth retreat taking place currently. And the kids have come from Rochdale, most of them. And one thing that we discussed on Friday night was about love of Allah. And one kind of love of Allah is
fear of Allah.
When a person fears Allah, it's actually a type of love for Allah. For example, when someone has deep love of Allah, then he has that fear that, what if, because of my bad actions, what if my Allah is not happy with me? He has that fear. So this fear is actually a type of love for Allah as well. Okay. So these are four things I want you to remember, okay? And I want you to repeat these four points. All of you. Let's see who knows them properly. Okay. I'm going to say them again. Some four signs of a perfect believer. Number one, refraining from useless talks. Number two, protecting daily salah. Number three, good character. Number four, fear of Allah. Who wants to have a try? All of you can have a try, by the way. Come on.
Refraining from useless talks.
You have to say all four.
You have to say second.
Fear of Allah.
That's the fourth one you said.
Protecting your salah.
On turn, please.
Protecting your salah. I said it.
One more. Someone can't stay quiet. Come on, next person. So you didn't get them all. Come on, next person.
Can you do it?
Your turn, Ali. Come on.
Refraining from useless talks.
We're just going to go that way, okay?
Refraining from useless talks. Have fear of Allah.
You need to say in order. Come on. Remember I said 1, 2, 3, 4.
Number one, refraining from useless talks. Number two, protecting your daily salah. No matter what even happens.
I didn't say that in the last part. Just keep it simple. Come
number three
on.
Is number three. Number four is...
So he didn't say all as well. Next person.
I'm going all.
Next person.
Refrain from your useless talks. Protect your salah. Fear of Allah. And...
it's not anda, by the way. What could it be?
No.
I didn't like it though.
Let's try again. Let's try again. This shows how much we were paying attention. All of you being caught live on camera. Let's try again. Let's try again. There are four signs of a perfect believer. There are many signs, but here are four signs of a perfect believer. Number one, refraining from useless talks. Protecting daily salah. Good character. Number four, fear of Allah.
I know enough. We're going to start from this way.
Useless talking, protect your salah, fear of Allah, and good characteristic.
Mashallah, good one. Come on.
Staying away from useless talks.
Yes.
Protecting your daily salah.
Yes.
Staying in character.
Yes.
And fear of Allah.
MashaAllah. Well done. You said in order. Well done. Come on
then. So, the number one is refraining from useless talks. Number two is protecting your daily salah. Number three is building up your character. Having a good character. Number four is fear of Allah.
Fear of Allah. You want to number three? When you say building, I thought he's going to say building a high mountain.
Number one. Refraining from useless talks. Number two, protecting your prayer. Number three, good characteristics. Number four, fear of Allah.
MashaAllah, well done. My question to you is now, why did you all not get it right on the first time?
It's because...
Because I was half asleep.
Because...
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's time for us to move on to the next segment. Did you know? It's time for Did You Know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? In this segment, we share with you some interesting facts about Islam. And today we've got something really exciting, something unique, something different. And I want the kids to guess what it is. It's something that we have to find. I don't want Noman to say it now. Noman will probably know the answer. So Noman, you can't share it, okay?
I think I know the answer.
You have something you have to find, but it's got a certain name. You have to give the name.
Oh, I know this. What's
that? You have to give me the English name and Arabic name.
And that small thing that's next to it, but like not next to it.
Qamar. Arabic is Qamar, right?
What do we have to find? There's something we have to find. If you find this, then it becomes the new month. The new month begins. The new Islamic month begins.
A new month?
What do you have to find, or what do you have to cite for the beginning of the new Islamic month?
The moon.
The moon. You're right.
What's the moon called? When is that?
No, but moon is Mr. Moon. Is Mr. Moon? Yeah. However,
what phase is it in right now?
Like it has, you know, it, depending on what phase it is on, or which, like the shape of the moon called? Has different names. What's the phase called? So for that new moon that we look for, it has a name. So what do you have to look for? I can hear you. I can see you cheating. Live on camera, live on ice.
He's trying to bribe me. He said, He said, if you tell me, I'll give you something. I don't know what he's going
to
give
you. Don't need to grasp him off. Come on. I saw his eyes going there again. The new moon. What is it called? It starts with C. Like
see
crunch.
Crescent moon.
I see crescent the moon.
Crescent moon. MashaAllah, you got that right. So the English word is right. It's the crescent moon. Okay, that's right. And
Arabic is Qamar.
No.
Huh?
Qamar means like general for the moon. Yeah. Or for that new shape. For the crescent moon, it has an Arabic name as well.
Crescent Qamar.
It starts with H. It's close to halal. It's close to halal. Like halal food.
Haram.
Halal.
Halal and haram are not close.
Halal.
Like, does it sound the same, or what do you mean, like?
Sounding.
Noor Qamar.
Noor Qamar. How's that similar to halal?
Hoor Kamar.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
Hoor Kamar. Kuhoor Kamar. Shuhoor Kamar.
It's called
Hulaf.
Hilal.
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 Not a ha. Not a ha. Ha.
And it's got a zed.
Hilal. Okay. What is it called?
Kamar.
Hilal.
Hilal.
You have Kamar. To cite the Hilal.
Hilal.
To confirm. If someone cites the Hilal, if they find it, then that's the beginning of
the new month.
Now the question is, look, today we've learned a fact about the crescent moon. How important is the crescent moon? The crescent, when sighting the crescent moon, begins the new Islamic month. So it's important, okay? Like for example, Ramadan just went. Yeah? If someone sighted the moon on the 29th, after the 29th day, so it's the Maghrib, now it's the 30th night, for example. So on that day, 29th, if someone sighted it, that means the next day will be Eid. Yeah? It will be the first of Shawwal. Yeah? And if they don't sight it, what happens then? If someone doesn't find Hilal, they looked for it and it was hiding behind the clouds.
But what about someone else found it?
What's my question?
That means the day after.
If someone didn't find it, because the sighting of the new month, that's the beginning of a new month. Sighting of the new moon, sighting of the crescent moon is the new beginning of the new month. But what if someone didn't sight it? Like hundreds of people standing outside, they're looking for the new moon and they didn't find it. Either it was cloudy or it was raining. Even if it was a clear like weather, even then they didn't find it.
It's too small. Tomorrow.
So what happens then?
Eid nahi hai tomorrow. Eid kal nahi hai.
Eid kal nahi hai.
Yeah. It's not going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, it isn't even tomorrow anyways.
What could it be?
Kal to wapas waise bhi
nahi. It is. What do they have to do? I want you to remember. I want you to mention something important. You're missing out.
They don't read the
remember law. Remember Eid. You said if you don't find it tomorrow, then it's not Eid. If they don't find it, then it's not Eid tomorrow. It's not Eid. It could be any month. So you eat every month.
You have to see the sign for the next day then.
Good question. Do we have to go and sign the next day? The answer is no.
Can you just tell us?
What could it be? Do you understand, Luqman?
Yeah.
Do you understand? If you sight the moon, if you sight the Hilal, the crescent moon, you've seen that beautiful shape, that thin, beautiful moon shape, that means it's the beginning of the
new month.
What if you don't sight it? Then, what's the ruling? Then, you have to complete 30 days. Okay, you have to complete 30th day, then it's the next month. Okay, so you're right. What Baba Ali said, he was right, but you missed out the 30th day. You have to complete the month for 30. It's not like you carry on 31, 32, and 33, or you have to wait for the next month now. A full whole month to 30 days.
Yeah, I have a question. So what if some people, they didn't find it, then so other people didn't find it. Is it only Eid? So say it's Ramadan, some people found it, some people didn't find it. Is the people who did not find it, will it not be Eid for them tomorrow? And for the people who found it, will it be Eid for them tomorrow?
No, at the moment, when we say someone found it, for example, in Pakistan, they found the moon. Yeah. Here they didn't find the moon. In the UK, people didn't find the moon.
They've not heard.
They've not got any information from anywhere where they normally find out from. And the scholars didn't accept their witnesses or the proof that it is. There's a principle. When you say someone's found a moon, it's not like anyone can say it. Someone can make up as well. Yeah. So it's not like someone messaged on social media. Yes, I found the moon. Yeah, it might be someone watching, on the TV screen, and it's on the moon. He's put on a search engine, crescent moon. You can see a picture. He's a crescent moon, and he's telling everyone, "I found the moon where on my TV screen." So anyone can make things up. So there's like a proper process. There's an Islamic board. There's scholars who sit, they observe. So either trustworthy people, they find the moon and they testify. Yeah, they have to give shahada. They have to give their testimony that they have found the month. Yeah, they have to. There's like a verification process. They have to confirm. So the scholars ask up certain questions to make sure that it's true what they're saying. Yeah, there's loads of things that come into play. But the main thing for us to keep in mind is the senior scholars we say Mufti Sahab, them type of senior scholars, not me, senior scholars, like big ulama, big scholars, they have like, who have experience in this field, they make the decisions.
You're an alim.
They make the decision. Anyone else, any of us, if we find the moon, we have to report this to the Mufti Sahab. We have to tell them that we've found the moon. We have to report. We have to report that, yes, I'm in this place. This is my name. And me and this X amount of people have actually seen the new crescent moon. They have to report that. Just for either you phone the Mufti Sahab or send them a message. And like that, loads of people will give the reports to them. Some will find the moon. Some say, oh, we didn't see it. And now when those people who have seen it, then if Mufti Sahab has a doubt, then he will phone them. He will interview them. He will ask him like so many questions to make sure he's being honest. And if needed, he'll make them say qasam as well. Say, I swear by Allah, I saw the new moon. So there's like a proper process. Now, main thing is if the senior scholars who have expertise in this field, who make the decisions, they need to be satisfied. Yes, this reporting of the new moon is correct. Yeah. And if they are satisfied, then they announce the new moon has been sighted. It's time for us to move on to our next segment, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. This is the time where we get a chance to learn about some great personalities of Islam. And today we have come here to discuss one of the great personalities, one of the shining stars in the Islamic history. But what we'll do today, I'm going to pose this a question to the kid. They have to guess which personality we're going to talk about today. Let's see if they can guess the name.
The Prophet Muhammad.
Remember, it's Islamic personality, okay? It's not a Prophet of Allah.
Is it a Sahabi?
It's not a Sahabi.
Is it an angel?
It's not an angel.
Is it a Mufti?
A great, great Mufti.
Is it Taji Sharia?
No, way before.
Is it Imam Ahmed Reza Khan Ala Hazrat?
No.
Is it Amir Ahl Sunnah?
It's a long time ago, centuries ago.
Is it Imam Ghazali?
No.
Is it Imam...
Everyone have a turn as well. Everyone have a turn.
Is it Khaja ibn Mas?
Put your hand up if you want to say something. Anyone? Lakhwan, do you have a try? So it's not a Sahabi. Yeah. It's not someone recent.
Is it Khaja ibn Mas?
It's a man.
I think Ali's right. So Khaja, is it Khaja ibn Mas?
It is Khaja ibn Mas, not.
Oh.
He got shot there.
I was about to steal your
answer. I can't believe it.
Should I steal my answer?
Who could it be? It's one of the four. That's the clue.
It's one of the four.
One of the four.
It can't
the,
be. It's not a Sahabi.
Is it something to do with my name?
Your name? No.
Is it Imam Abu Hanifa?
No.
Is it Imam Malik?
Are you raising your hand? Are you waiting for your turn? It's one of the four imams.
I don't know, that's what I was saying.
One of the four imams.
That's what I was saying is one has something to do with my name.
But it's not the one you're thinking.
Okay. Is it...
What is it? Can you name me the four imams?
I forgot the four imams.
Both of you. Four imams, four school of thoughts. Have you heard of Hanafi fiqh? Hanafi, Hanbali, Maliki. Have you heard of these
Shafi
names?
No.
Okay. In Ahl Sunnah, we are Ahl Sunnah.
Yeah.
In Ahl Sunnah, there are four school of thoughts. How many?
Four
school of thoughts. These are four top imams. Great, great imams. They are known as imams. Okay, they're imam. All of the names start with imam. Yeah, they have a very high respect and they have great knowledge. Yeah, these four imams, they are the founder of these four school of thoughts. And the one we're going to talk about today is one of them. Which one could it be? Which one could it be? Ali? Ali's busy laughing. Come on. No, man?
Is it Imam Shafi?
Is it Imam Shafi'i? No.
Is it Imam Hanbali? Is it Imam Hanbali?
Can you please say it properly?
Is it Imam Hanbali?
That's not how you say it.
Hanbali.
Hanbali
is a person who follows the Hanbali fiqh. Humbly is a person who follows Humbly school of thought. Imam Humble. Imam Ahmad bin Humble.
Is it that?
Say
Imam Ahmad bin Humble.
MashaAllah, you got it right once you've been told the answer.
Unlucky. Like
SubhanAllah. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is one of the four Imams. Okay, so should we repeat the names? Yeah. Imam Abu Hanifa.
Imam Abu Hanifa.
One voice, please.
Okay.
Imam Abu Hanifa.
Imam Abu Hanifa.
Look, I'm saying these names, I'm gonna be asking you in a bit. Yeah. Imam Shafi'i.
Imam Shafi'i.
Imam Malik.
Imam Malik.
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal.
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal.
Come on then. I'm going to come to you later on, yeah? You get extra chance. Come on, say all the four names.
Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam Shafi'i.
Shafi'i.
Shafi'i. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Malik.
Imam Malik. Ji. He's half asleep.
Imam Abu Hanifa.
Quickly.
Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Shafi'i. Imam Maliki.
Malik. MashaAllah. Well done.
Imam Maliki.
Baba Alid. Maliki is a person who follows Imam Malik.
Wait, where's my name?
Like we are Hanafi. Look at me. We are Hanafi because we follow Imam Abu Hanifa. Ji.
Imam Shafi'i.
Yes.
Imam Malik.
Yes.
Imam Ahmad
bin Hanbal.
Humble. Imam.
Which one did you miss? Imam Abu Hanifa.
Yeah, Imam Abu Hanifa.
Yes.
Imam Abu Hanifa. Imam
Shafi'i.
Shafi'i. Imam Ahmad.
Malik.
Malik. Imam Ahmad.
Bin Hanbal.
Bin Hanbal.
Okay, I've got a challenge for you guys. Ali's not paying attention. He deserves another challenge.
It's
two challenges. He's already not done. He's just reminded me now. So I want to ask him in a bit.
Oh,
so this
okay,
is third
okay.
challenge on him now. You have to tell me next week. Those who can message us, send a message. By next week, you have to tell us which Imam came first. Give us the order of like the birth. Which Imam came first? Which Imam was born first, then which one's next? I want you to tell me the year, that year of birth. Okay? That's for you to find out. You need to do research. You need to explore and find out. Dive into the ocean of knowledge and then find the right answer. Today, although I was going to discuss about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala, but I realized we didn't know the names of four Imams, so we've discussed the four names now. So please make sure you remember these names. These are very important personalities. We need to be aware of them. We need to know them.
Let's go through it again.
We need to study their lives. Okay, should we go on to one more?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it again. Whenever you say these names, I tried to make it easy for you. Whenever you say these names, say with respect. It's so important. It's not like you're going to talk to each other like, look, man, not man, Sufyan. It's not like that. And whenever you say the names of great scholars, great personalities, especially these imams, we have to say with utmost respect. So Sayyiduna, yeah, our leader. Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah ta'ala have mercy on him. Yeah. Sayyiduna Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyiduna Imam Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
My turn.
Ji.
Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi. Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayhi.
MashaAllah, well done. Now it's time for us to move on to our next segment of the day, Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Sunnah and Manners. Right, boys, today we're going to talk about IC. What could it be?
I see.
I see Tawfiq bhai.
MashaAllah.
I see no one type.
Come on.
I
see first him. Word starts with I, second starts with C.
His name is not called here.
Hmm?
His name is not called here.
I don't know what you said.
And you're saying it's icy.
Come on. It's not icy. It's not icy like it's cold icy. It's not that. I and C. Is. First word starts with is something. Second starts with kul. Kul.
I see is kul.
I. No. Is.
Islamic.
Islamic.
I see Islamic culture.
Islamic.
Culture. Islamic
culture.
Community.
Islamic.
Culture.
Come on. One more.
Community.
Hello. Thing. Islamic clothing. Today, inshallah, we're going to talk about Islamic
clothing.
That's allowed. Come on. We're going to talk about Islamic
clothing.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we need to remember it's an honor for us that Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to wear clothes. If you look at different creatures, look at animals, look at, for example, cats, dogs, lions, giraffe, all the animals, they don't have a clothing. Okay? They don't have a clothing. Any other creature you can look around us, they don't have a clothing. It is only humans that we have clothing.
Jinns.
Yeah, that's jinns and angels, that's a separate. I'm talking about those what we see. Yeah. So the animals, the species that we see, from them only it's the humans that have the clothing. And that covers, why do we wear clothes? So it covers us. It's a sign of dignity. It's a sign of respect for each other. And alhamdulillah, in Islam, we are told to cover ourselves in a dignified manner, in a respectful manner. Don't just wear like small piece of clothes. You have to cover yourself properly. You know, how do you like know like what type of clothing to wear? What's one way that we can like find out what type of clothing we should wear?
We should wear
clothing that respectful people wear in the society. So Islamic scholars, the imams, when you look at them type of people, that gives you an idea that what type of clothing we should wear. That's our standard. These are people we look up to. Yeah, not people we see on the beach. Okay, we see on the streets. Yeah, we have to cover ourselves properly. Now, you don't want to make sure when you wear your sleeves, you know, when you wear clothes, you know, especially when you're doing namaz, you should cover your sleeves all the way to your wrist. Yeah, similarly, have your body covered as well. Whenever you're doing namaz in particular, like for example, what do you do when someone is about to go to wedding? What do you normally do before going to wedding?
Put a suit on.
You put your suit on, you prepare yourself. You make extra efforts, you get ready. Like the way we get ready for a wedding, we get ready for a function, we get ready for a party, we need to make sure we get ready for the prayer. Wear dignified, honorable clothes. These days, people wear jubah, they wear salwar kameez, they wear even any clothing, tapenta shirt that you wear. Wear nice and clean clothes. Don't wear dirty clothes. Don't wear unclean clothes. Yeah, wear nice and clean clothes. Someone's trying to find some marks on his clothes now. So wear nice and clean clothes. It's so important that when we read namaz, when we go to Islamic gatherings, when you go to any Islamic event, your classes, even when you go to school, wear clean clothes. A Muslim is a clean person and your clothes needs to be clean. It needs to be nice and clean clothes and washed clothes. Don't wear, when you're wearing your socks, for example, don't leave that one sock for the whole week. Even if you think that it doesn't stink, still change it. In fact, wear fresh socks a day. When you come home, take them socks off. Don't leave them on. And definitely, Ali, don't leave your socks on when you're going to sleep. We're going to go to the final segment of the day, harmful habits.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Kids got a lot of bad habits in them. They need dealing with. They need sorting out. One of the bad habits is not S with others. Not sharing with others. What's another word for this? Like someone is being something.
Greedy.
Close.
Selfish.
Is that, you're right, but there's another word I'm looking for.
Not
sharing with others. Some kids have a habit.
Self-wise.
If they have chocolate, crisps, fruit, whatever they have, they've gone shopping, they want to grab everything, they want to put in their pockets, they want to hide it under the clothes, and they want to run up the attic and eat it all. Ooh, I think, did I just describe Ali? I don't know about that one.
Obviously not.
So, but some kids have the habit, they just do it all the time. If it's school, they want to eat all the lunch.
Do you think they go up the attic?
Yeah. Unless they have attic at home.
I do not think they go up
the attic. Where do you hide?
Self-care.
Are you sure?
Yes, ask my parents.
Are you sure about that one?
Ask my parents.
Self-greed.
What if they say yes then?
I don't even know what that is.
Not sharing
with others. Come on. What's another word of this?
Stingy.
Stingy. Don't be a stingy person. Okay? Need to be a kind person. So if you're a stingy person, you know what to do, don't you? What do they have to do?
Share.
How can they get rid of this stinginess? We're going to finish the program now. I want you to give one answer. What would you say to a stingy person? Look at the camera and say it.
Always share.
Always share.
Just don't eat by yourself.
Don't just eat everything yourself. Come on.
I live in Medina.
What was it called?
I wonder why he doesn't want to give any advice to a stingy person.
That's what I give.
Though everything isn't just for you. You can share as well.
Why does a person like be stingy? Because that person thinks if I don't give to other people, if I give the food, other things to, if I share with other people, I won't have anything.
No, you don't.
This is like it's being inferior. It thinks like I want to lose out. Remember, when you give, by giving you will get more. Remember this rule.
By giving,
you will get
more.
Can you say again? By giving, you will get
more.
So don't be stingy.
You'll get 10
give
times
out
more.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. So just before we go, let's quickly see what's the answer for today. The question was?
Which
book is the most read in the whole world? Whole wide world.
For Muslims.
It's the Holy Quran.
Even for non-Muslims.
Yes, the Holy Quran is the most read book. This is a fact of our time.
Actually. Even for non-Muslims, they read the Quran.
No, it doesn't mean like non-Muslims read the Quran. It means if you count everyone, whatever they read, even they read their scriptures as well. If you compare to how much they read, the Quran Pak is that book that is read the most. Look, how many people read in Taraweeh namaz? How many people read Quran? Ali, how many people read Quran in Taraweeh prayer? Around the world. Hundreds and thousands of people who recite the whole Quran in Taraweeh prayer.
At least a million.
And then how many, possibly millions of people recite the Quran by looking in Ramadan. And they do it every year. Which other book in the whole earth, some people read like this. People might read a book once, twice, but Quran is that unique book. It's a miracle of the Quran that the Quran is being read again and again and again, and people don't get tired. And in fact, what happens as soon as they complete their reading of the Quran, they start again. They start from Surah Fatiha again. And this is the beauty, this is the love of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to recite the Quran. We did give Ali two challenges. He was supposed to read an Islamic book and he was supposed to read the Quran. Inshallah, after this little break now, we're going to ask him that question. So whilst we are busy with this now, inshallah, we'll catch up with you again next week, same time, same place, only on
Madri Channel.
I love Islam.